Start with you. What is on your mind for Boots and Salutes?
Good morning. I have a great big salute from my granddaughter, Caitlin. She plays with the Turtleford Tigers, youth to 14-year-olds.
Right.
They won the provincial fastball championships in Swift Current this weekend.
I heard Les Lazarus talking about that very thing this morning. Congratulations, Grandpa.
Yeah, they did a real good job for little town.
Right on. Very proud. Thank you very much for the call.
Thank you.
Yeah, phone lines are open for whatever is on your mind, 306-938-0600 or 1-800-667-3727. Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
A salute to the divers who brought those boys out of the cave safe. Good for him.
Wasn't that an incredible experience? And all the soccer players and their coach, as of this morning, all were rescued. Now there's just the recovery process because some of them are malnourished. Having been in the cave for as long as they were, and some others, apparently some have some lung infections, which isn't entirely, you know, unreasonable or unexpected because of bat droppings, apparently, in the caves and stuff, and you inhale all of that. So there's still some time before these kids are back to 100%, and then there's the issue of there will be some psychological issues that may develop because being afraid, you can only imagine. And especially coming out of there, and I was watching some of the graphics that they had where you have to come through the cave, and there's one point where the divers literally have to take the oxygen tanks off their back and push them ahead and then come in behind because it's only 14 inches. There is a 14-inch space that they have to wriggle through. So it was an incredible undertaking, but now rescuers and everybody is out of the cave, and as it is, everybody is as good as can be expected. If you want to go online, you can also go online, have your say at cjwwradio.com. The Saskatchewan Housing Corporation has banned smoking marijuana, medical or otherwise, in its housing, and now some of the private companies are following suit. So the question is, do you agree with the move of banning the smoking of marijuana, medical or otherwise, when now or when it becomes legal? 89% say yes, they are. They agree with the move, that banning it is good, and only 11% decline. You can go online and you can have your say, cjwwradio.com. Some of the other things that are going on as we wait for your phone calls at 306-938-0600 include your tax dollars at work. Saw this story yesterday. The federal government spent $30,000 coming up with a better name for its Future Skills Lab job training agency. So what happened is an internal government document from earlier this year noted that there was one small problem. No one had focus tested the agency's name, Future Skills Lab. And so apparently this is something that has to be done. And if you're going to give somebody a task, they're going to make some changes to it. So $30,000 later, the Future Skills Lab has been changed to the Future Skills Center. $30,000 later, and everybody is happy. Speaking of money, GoFundMe has been set up for that Ontario couple that was involved in the tragic accident on Highway 16 yesterday. You can find out more about it, and there's also a link, too, if you'd like to make a donation to the GoFundMe. It is waiting on our website, cjwwradio.com. They had been down in Regina and handing out buttons. You know, they were doing a cross-country, driving their tractor cross country to talk about dairy producers and, you know, the marketing systems that they have in place and how important they are to the entire industry. They were in Saskatoon just the day before and involved in a collision, and one of them died on the tractor just yesterday up at Highway 16. But you can find out more about the story. And like I said, if you want to get involved in the GoFundMe, you can also find out the link on that on cjwwradio.com. All right, everybody seems to be in kind of a happy mood. No thoughts on anything? I find that hard to believe. 306-938-0600 or 1-800-667-3727. Get in on it. Shocking news yesterday. Greyhound bus lines are leaving Saskatchewan. Actually, they're leaving Saskatchewan, Alberta, Manitoba, and nearly all but one run in BC. And that one run will be from the States into Vancouver. And Greyhound is wrapping it up as of Halloween. Now, from a business case, I think most people would agree they can see their point. Since 2010, according to Greyhound, their ridership has dropped some 41%. Now, if you take a look at the price of gas, for example, it has increased by 30% since 2010. So those numbers obviously are not working well We in Saskatchewan, I don't think we're much consideration because they also referred to the challenge of competing with low-cost air carriers, which is not really a thing in Saskatchewan. Good morning, Boots and Salutes. What's on your mind?
Good morning. Regarding the Greyhound bus, hopefully somebody will start up something with that. Alberta has Red Arrow, I believe, which goes to a few different destinations in Alberta. But, yeah, everybody's going to be stuck to try and travel around. They'll be out on the highway thumbing, I guess.
Now, what are your thoughts, though? Can you see the business case? How do you feel about the fact that they've announced this and then following it up with the fact that ridership is down some 41%?
Well, what is it, 3 years ago when I was using it to go out to work, Alberta's, the Greyhound was fairly filled. So I can't see how they weren't making money. And also they had a lot of freight going. So, and the cost of freight was outrageous because I had to send my luggage back one time without me. And, it was expensive. So, and even when STC was getting new buses, why did they get such huge buses? Why didn't they downsize the bus size rather than...
Than just canceling it all?
Yeah, use a smaller... you can get those travel vans that carry 12 or whatever, 20 people or something. Didn't need one that carried, I'm not even sure what they carry, 60 or 80 people.
Yeah, you can get up to 54 for those highway haulers.
Yeah, downsize it. And I, like I said, they must have been making money on it because I can't see. And when Alberta, like the Grand Prairie bus was always packed when the oil field was running at full tilt. So.
All right. Well, thanks for your call.
Yeah, there you go. Maybe that is worth a further discussion because as of October the 31st, Halloween, no more Greyhounds going to be running in most of the prairies, well, with the exception of the one in B.C. Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Yes, good morning. I'd like to have a comment on Greyhound.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, now, Greyhound, for years, they have been owned by First Bus, which First Bus is from the U.K., and they bought out, they had to, like Greyhound had school buses too. And First Bus was not interested in Greyhound for highway coaches. All they were interested in was the school bus end. And when they had to take and buy the whole thing out together.
Right.
And they have been trying to get rid of Greyhound, the highway coach, for years. All they were interested in school buses. And they, like, I used to drive bus, and I drove, I didn't drive for Greyhound themselves, but I used to do a lot of work for them.
Right.
And they, at Christmas time, you know, they always hired buses because they were short of buses. And then when First Bus took it over, they would let, if they had two or three people left over in a run, Greyhound used to put on another extra bus. But now, since First Bus had it, they would make those people wait till the next bus.
All right. Well, there you go. And you know what? Here we go. We've just run out of time. And again, now the phone lines are packed. So I tell you what, I'm going to ask you, hold your thoughts. We'll do it again tomorrow morning.